Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Gerson, the Vice President of Marketing with Interface. David, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
So we're a week after NeoCon. Tell us a little bit about how NeoCon went for you and a couple of your major talking points at the show.
Well, the show had very, very high attendance. We were really blown away with the traffic through both of our spaces at the Mart and across the street at our main showroom. And from a product development perspective, we've been leading the trend, maybe even been ahead of the trend for a number of years on biophilic design. But it feels like the industry is catching up, both our competitors starting to enter that space, but customers being so much more open to our products that can help create positive spaces, that are restorative spaces that people can enjoy being in, bringing the outside in.
You know, I walked into both your spaces and looked around. I noticed up on 10 that you had David Oakey is continuing to do some design work for you. And then he was on one side. And then on the other side, you had, I guess, Ian Pei's daughter. She's doing design work as well, right?
That's right, Carrie Pei. So, again, on this theme of biophilic design, have two completely different perspectives and approaches, both with these really beautiful systems or seven or eight different styles that work together in this contiguous, you know, seamless transition format. People love it. And again, some people really identified with what David was doing on this literal interpretation of the outside in, and some people really identified with what Carrie is doing with more of a traditional approach to non-literal organics and her approach to biophilic design.
You know, I have to compliment you. I also liked what you had typed on the wall about optimism, right?
Absolutely. Well, we believe, and we've shown that we can make great strides towards sustainability and eliminating our company's footprint on the earth, but also negative input, I should say, but also going beyond and become a restorative company to really create the conditions where we can tackle and take on to halt climate change, but also begin to reverse it as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen, one of the reasons I was calling you, and I want to get to that now, is that you're in the news this week. You've been awarded a Quiet Mark Award, and it looks like you're the first flooring company to get this, and it looks like it's as a European institution that's awarded this. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Well, it's actually an international award program. Best known, though, in Europe. Many of the brands that they've worked most closely with are based there, but you'll find certainly brands like a Dyson or LG or Whirlpool that works with the Quiet Mark to kind of identify best-in-class solutions for noise reduction, mostly known within the consumer space, but they've been slowly but surely expanding into commercial applications as well.
And this award is for not your carpet, but your LVT product. So I guess it's because you have a proprietary backing called Sound Choice Backing. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Intuitively, people know that carpet or soft surfaces absorb sound.
Right.
But there's also some differentiation in how hard surfaces deal with sound as well, specifically in sound transfer floor to floor, but also in impact sound reduction as well. And when we designed our LVT, we specifically designed and created a specification for a sound choice backing, a noise-reducing layer of the product that would add value and give a number of the benefits that you normally find from a soft surface in a hard surface material.
And can you tell us a little bit about what makes this backing perform better than what you normally find on, say, your competing LVTs?
Well, first and foremost, I should say that this backing fits beautifully into our modular system. So that's the first thing that makes it better from other LVTs out in the market, that it works with our tactile installation system with no glue on the subfloor. So that's number one. But number two, this backing has an extra layer that does a great job on absorbing sound from transferring from floor to floor within a space, which is really critical within senior living environments, healthcare environments, but certainly even now in corporate environments that have been moving more and more to hard surfaces, oftentimes even to polished concrete, where there's a lot of sound transfer as compared to a carpeted surface or our Sound Choice backing on our LVT. Additionally, there's some absorption or a little bit more of a decibel reduction in impact sound as well because of that Sound Choice backing. Not as much sound is actually created when you walk across it as you would for other traditional hard surfaces or, again, polished concrete.
Now, is this backing proprietary for you?
It is proprietary. Again, we designed unique specification to create a product that would be unique for Interface to add value beyond just being another hard surface in a very crowded marketplace.
All right. Well, congratulations on that award. I got one more question for you. You brought up concrete just a minute ago. And, you know, I went to the Cool Awards on Sunday night. Four of the six awards went to projects that were primarily just concrete. Well, what are we going to do about all this concrete that's being specified in these commercial spaces?
Well, I think a pendulum is going to swing back really hard the other way. We've seen countless times that projects that were specified with polished concrete floors, after people live in the environments and they're loud and they're cold and they're dusty, that people start coming back and they're saying, well, we need to soften this up. And our system with tactiles just is so such a beautiful way, an elegant way of adding a soft surface into that space via area rugs, or even now with our hard surface, creating actually little insets as well with hard surfaces and soft surfaces over that polished concrete. I think as more information comes on out that it's really not any cheaper, that it's not any cleaner, that you wind up spending more because on to heat and cool the space, that there is maintenance that needs to be done, and that maintenance is not as clean as a HEPA, you know, filtered vacuum cleaner, that more business is going to come back towards some of the traditional hard surfaces that we've grown to know and love. We as an industry just need to do a much better job of making that case.
Yeah, and one point, you've already made it. Let me put a little bit more statistics around it, the cost. A lot of people think, well, that concrete's already there. It's just going to be cheaper to use that. But after you polish it, I mean, that's like $8 a foot to polish concrete, and you can put nice flooring over it for less than
that. Absolutely.
The
numbers that we're seeing upfront costs are anywhere from about $4.50 to $5.50 a square foot. Mm-hmm. But comparatively speaking, when you're talking about a $1.80 to $3 a square foot for a carpet tile or LVT, I mean, it's a huge investment. But the big thing, again, just coming back to this acoustic certification, sound, you know, disturbances within the office environment or the wellness environments or hospitality environments are some of the number one, number two, and number three concerns about sound privacy and distraction within the workplace, that this is a big deal. And when designers and architects are designing your space, oftentimes, they don't use their ears. They're using their eyes, and they're thinking about a visual look and feel. Yeah. But when you're actually in that space, all of our senses come into play. And when people start appreciating that their ears are a critical sense to be designing for, I think we'll see more soft surface come back in and hard surfaces that address acoustics as well.
All right, David, I hope you're right. I've been talking to David Gerson, the Vice President of Marketing with Interface, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.